Good morning, and welcome to Simply Politics from China. It's Sunday, May 12th. On today's show, Zhang Hongli, a senior executive of German Bank of China, is announced by the Kuan Yew family. Plus, Wang Yi praises Peng Liyuan's charm and diplomacy. And later, we'll discuss the student movement in the United States as an attempt to stop political madness. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply Politics from China. We start off with a recent development involving Zhang Hongli, former vice president of the Industrial and Commercial Bank of China and a long-serving senior executive at Deutsche Bank. He has been expelled from the Chinese Communist Party and is set for prosecution. The Central Commission for Discipline Inspection, CCDI, of the CCP has accused him of several crimes, including reading politically banned books, fraudulently obtaining a doctoral degree, and engaging in power-for-money deals. Here to discuss this further is James, a correspondent for Simply Politics from China. Can you tell us more about these allegations?
Yes, David. Zhang Hongli has been accused of a range of serious offenses. The CCDI's announcement on May 9th detailed these charges, which include being obsessed with power, associating with political brokers, and engaging in exchanges of interests, reading books with serious political problems, using private planes of management service targets for free, fraudulently obtaining a doctoral degree, and heavily engaging in power-for-money deals.
The charge of reading books with serious political problems is quite interesting. Can you elaborate on that?
Indeed, it is an unusual charge. It refers to the reading of books that are banned for their political content. This charge has been leveled against several senior officials in recent years. For instance, Liu Liang, former chairman of Bank of China, and Zhu Kongju, former assistant chairman of the China Securities Regulatory Commission, were accused of privately carrying banned books and periodicals into the country. And privately carrying banned books into the country and reading them for a long time, respectively.
What could this indicate about the political climate within the CCP?
Wang Youkun, a former CCDI writer, suggests that these instances of officials reading banned books indicate a level of dissent within the CCP. According to him, many officials do not recognize Xi's regime, engage in soft resistance, seek other ways out, or wait for the opportunity to push when the wall falls.
That's a significant insight. What could be the implications of these developments?
These developments could signal a tightening of control within the CCP, as well as a potential power struggle. The expulsion and prosecution of high-ranking officials like Zhang Hongli could serve as a warning to others. However, it could also exacerbate internal tensions and lead to further dissent.
Thanks for that report, James. Shifting gears now, Foreign Minister Wang Yi, a member of the Political Bureau of the Communist Party of China, recently praised the diplomatic efforts of Peng Liyuan, the wife of Xi Jinping, during the president's visit to Europe. He specifically pointed out that the First Lady's diplomacy was the highlight of this visit. Here to discuss this further is Abby, a correspondent for Simply Politics from China. Can you tell us more about this praise and its implications?
Certainly, David. Wang Yi's praise of Peng Liyuan's diplomacy is significant. Peng Liyuan, the wife of Xi Jinping, has been increasingly in the spotlight, and her role during the European visit was highly visible. Wang Yi, a seasoned diplomat with a keen political sense, specifically highlighted her contribution, which is likely more than just flattery.
What does this tell us about the role of Peng Liyuan in Chinese diplomacy?
Peng Liyuan's increasing visibility and the praise she received from Wang Yi suggests that she plays a significant role in Chinese diplomacy. Often referred to as charm diplomacy, her presence and actions during diplomatic visits can help to soften China's image and build personal connections with foreign leaders and their spouses. This can be a valuable asset in the complex world of international relations.
And how does this fit into the broader context of Chinese politics?
In the broader context, this highlights the evolving role of the First Lady in Chinese politics. Traditionally, the spouses of Chinese leaders have maintained a low profile. However, Peng Liyuan's prominent role suggests a shift in this tradition. It also points to the personalization of Chinese diplomacy, with the image and actions of the leader and his spouse becoming more central to the country's diplomatic strategy.
Thanks for the report from China, Abby. Shifting our focus to the United States, the country often seen as the defender of democracy, freedom, and the rule of law, is facing a shift in perception due to the student movement in American universities. Sami Alion, director of the Center for Islamic and International Affairs Studies at Sabahattin Zaim University in Turkey, suggests that this movement is challenging the U.S.'s image. Here to discuss this further is Bella, another correspondent for Simply Politics from China. Can you tell us more about this student movement and its implications?
Certainly, David. Alion points out that while the U.S. has imposed sanctions on many countries, including Russia, Iran, Venezuela, and North Korea, for alleged human rights violations, it has largely ignored Israel's actions against Palestinians. This perceived double standard has sparked a movement among students in American universities who are calling for a more consistent application of these values.
What specific actions are these students protesting against?
The students are particularly concerned about the situation in the Gaza Strip, where Israel has been accused of committing many atrocities. Since the outbreak of Israel's war on Gaza, more than 125,000 people have been injured, of which at least 45,000 have died or are missing, and more than 70% are women and children. Despite these figures, the U.S. has continued to support Israel, even using its veto power in the UN Security Council to thwart efforts to stop Israel's actions.
And how has the U.S. government responded to these student protests?
So far, the U.S. government has not made any significant changes in its stance. The Biden administration and the U.S. Congress continue to provide military, economic, and political support to the Israeli government. However, the growing student movement is bringing increased attention to this issue, and it remains to be seen how this will impact U.S. policy in the future.
Thanks for that report, Bella. Shifting gears to Singapore now, Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong has clarified that being listed as a politically influential person does not necessarily imply wrongdoing. Instead, it serves as a reminder of the individual's ties with foreign entities or active involvement in political activities. Here to discuss this further is Celeste, a correspondent for Simply Politics from China. Can you tell us more about this classification and its implications?
Certainly, David. Under Singapore's foreign interference, countermeasures, political office holders, members of parliament, and central committee members of political parties are automatically listed as politically influential persons. Others may be designated as such after an assessment. These individuals are required to declare political donations received annually, as well as their relationships with foreign political or legislative bodies.
What is the purpose of this classification, according to Prime Minister Lee?
Prime Minister Lee suggests that this classification is helpful in making everyone aware of an individual's external relations. It reduces the likelihood of foreign influence, as the individual must make declarations. If they have no external relations, they can declare so, reinforcing trust. The Prime Minister emphasized that being a politically influential person does not necessarily mean one has done something wrong.
What about political parties? Are they also subject to this classification?
Yes, political parties in Singapore, such as the People's Action Party, are also automatically listed as politically influential persons. This includes party central committee members or those holding equivalent positions, but not ordinary party members. They are required to declare annually that they have not received foreign funding and relations. If they do not report truthfully, adverse consequences will follow.
What about businessmen with international dealings? Can they be classified as politically influential persons?
According to Prime Minister Lee, the Ministry of Home Affairs makes that decision. Not everyone who speaks well of other countries is a foreign agent or may be influenced. To become a politically influential person, one has to cross a certain threshold and have a certain level of influence.
Thanks for those insights, Celeste. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply Politics from China. We'll see you back here tomorrow.